You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What's going on, everybody? This is a special edition of the Sports Life Podcast here with my usual guest here, I can say, Kyle Collison. I'm actually in his house today. Doing the show is kind of ironic there. So welcome aboard, sir, again.
What's up, man?
How's it going on a sunny day for you today?
It is what it is. I'm just glad it ain't raining.
You're not a fan of the summer at all?
No, I'm a big fan of the summer. Oh, okay. I'm just glad it's not raining.
Right. No? Yeah. We do need some rain here and there, though.
Fuck that, man.
No, you don't want that. So we're just going to go over kind of everything today. We got the NBA playoffs, and it gets intensifying here with all the series, and I'm sure you've been keeping up with that. Some MMA news. I think I just noticed that there's some Bellator fights on tonight. I don't know if you noticed that at all. And then there's a WWE event tomorrow night that we can go over. So which one you kind of want to go over ahead first here?
You run the show.
All right, let's go over the NBA playoffs here, because that's currently going on, a couple games on today. So what are your thoughts on that so far on the series, East and West?
I just think it's been pretty funny to watch all the stuff with LeBron, because, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to act as though LeBron isn't one of the best players in the league right now. But at the same time, dude, I mean, it seems like he gets awful damn close to losing if the rest of his team doesn't show up. And for as big a name as they make him out to be,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, I don't know. It, like, to me, I've always I don't want to say he's overrated, but I don't think he's on Jordan's level, in my opinion.
I was just going to ask you if you're a fan of his, but I just answered my question beforehand.
Yeah, so. I don't think he's on Jordan's level, in my opinion.
But do you hate him like Devin does, like completely, like full hatred?
I don't hate him, but I think he's a fucking crybaby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big LeBron guy. I think you've already noticed, dog. That. But I will say,
260 pounds, and you play like you're like a tiny ass dude. You bitch about every foul.
Yeah, I mean, he does flop a lot, and then so does James Harden and other people do that flop way too much.
I feel like basketball in general has gotten soft.
Oh yeah. And I was just watching a video of something back in the 80s, the Bad Boys team, where they're, you know, where they're saying how dirty it was back then compared to how soft it is now. So yeah, it's not as physical, but should be a good series. I think that series is already done with, to be honest with you. I think Toronto's done and out. I don't see them winning two games in a row in Cleveland. Yeah, and then going back to Toronto. I just don't see it.
Not in Cleveland. If they were split, maybe, but
no, they just choked completely. That's just really funny to me how they just choked. And I figured it would happen to them, honestly. After I left, I was going to the gym third quarter last game. They're up by like 11 to start the half, and then it was like 15 afterwards. And I'm like, you know what? Like, it's over. It's done. I saw a final score. I'm like, eh.
I've always been partial to Golden State, personally, but
I can't stand them, to be honest with you. I had to root for Pelicans to get that first game yesterday, but it's all good. They probably won't win the series anyway, but
I just feel like Golden State's too stacked. I'm a Steph Curry fan, but
it is. They are.
And the thing for me is I feel like their offense is too high-powered for anyone to keep up with.
Yeah. I mean,
if one of their guys goes down and even one of them picks up the slack and scores, whoever they play against is screwed. Where LeBron, I mean, let's be honest, if LeBron doesn't run the ship, Cleveland's fucked.
Yeah, because
with Houston. If James Harden doesn't score, they're fucked.
I mean, that's why Chris Paul's there, though.
Yeah, but
they've won games without James Harden, too. They've actually looked better.
This is true. Yeah. But Chris Paul is going to be more of a facilitator. Chris Paul is not going to score the same amount of points as James Harden.
Yeah, that's why he's kind of the decoy to get the load off James Harden, which is smart.
What I'm saying. If James Harden doesn't come out and play and it gets left on CP3, if they can't move the ball enough, they won't win.
That's why they got role players, though. I mean, you got Trevor Ariza, you got Eric Gordon, you got Capella, you got all those guys that can 3-point shooters, too. And I don't know how many they hit the last game. I was watching the first half. I was like, my God, they're not missing a 3-pointer at all. So I have myself, if Houston and Golden State play each other, I have Houston winning that series, to be honest with you.
I know
it's tough, but I see a new team coming out the West.
I feel like Golden State can go back to back, bro.
Yeah, I mean, the hard thing with that team is their pace of basketball is so fast.
And you can't keep
up. Have to. There's probably very few teams that can keep up with that.
Especially now that they got Steph back, you better keep up. Because if you don't and you let them get ahead, they're going to get ahead so far that even if you score,
yeah, He's one of the most explosive guys you'll see. I mean, just off the gate. I mean, that guy will nail a three-pointer 50 feet away from
the... But the thing is, though, Steph is a facilitator, too, though. Like, even though he scores a bunch, he'll pass that ball around a ton.
Yeah.
Where LeBron, I mean, LeBron will pass, but to me, man, LeBron, if LeBron isn't scoring all the time, then they crumble.
I think with him, a lot of people give him slack for is the fact that he passes the ball so much, he gets everybody involved, and they want him to kind of be more aggressive in a lot of games.
They don't have a choice but for him to be more aggressive.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you've seen in the last game, Kevin Love finally came out the cave and started doing real well.
Exactly.
He passed everybody.
That's my point.
They got, you know, role players. So.
That's exactly my point, though. For the vast majority, it's been either LeBron or bust, which I will say, to LeBron's credit, that does make him bring a little bit more credibility to him,
because
then it shows what he's doing. But I'm saying it as a whole for the team, if that's how the rest of these series go, where it gets left on LeBron, he's going to tire out.
Yeah,
especially against a team like Golden State.
Oh, absolutely.
He can't keep that up for 7 games.
And I keep telling people, I'm like, will he make it to the finals? Probably, maybe, the way Boston's playing right now.
They're lucky that Kyrie got hurt. Had Kyrie not gotten hurt, I don't know they beat Boston.
I don't know either. I don't know. If it was just Kyrie and Gordon Hayward still out, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah,
had they not lost Kyrie, bro, and they went in there like they were playing,
But they're playing better without him. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Terry Rozier is just playing out of his mind right now. That's just what I'm like, Kyrie, they don't even need him at the moment right now. I mean, I'm not saying they can win the whole title without him, but I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't know that he's able to keep. They're able to keep that up though for like the long.
I don't know. They got a good coach. They got some good players. A little playoff experience there. I mean, who knows?
As long as this injury doesn't smash Kyrie long term, dude, Boston's going to be a problem.
What was it? Was it I think it was a broken ankle or broken leg?
I think he broke his ankle.
Sad for him, man, and more than unfortunate for Gordon. I mean, that was terrible. 7 minutes in your season, you're already done. It's over. So. Yeah, we'll see how it goes next year with that.
And then the other thing that's funny as far as NBA goes is all the heat that there's been with Carmelo, dude. Like, so many people are saying that Oklahoma City is kind of hosed now that they got Carmelo. And it.
I'm a fan of his, but to be honest with you, that man has gone such a downhill in his career. It's just sad to see. It's really sad to see.
I mean, it happens eventually. I mean,
no, it does, but
he's been
just
in the fucking league for 14 years now?
Yeah, but he's only made out the second round, first round one time.
No, I'm not
you know
saying,
I'm saying
that he's had like the resume, but I'm
saying
if you're talking about how long he's played, I mean, dude's played 14 years.
Played
eventually,
same time frame as LeBron.
Eventually, your playing is going to go down.
I feel like LeBron is actually defying that logic at the moment of being 33, and I don't know how old Carmelo is.
Yeah, but there's always an exception to the rule, though.
Yeah, I don't know Carmelo.
And Carmelo was older when he got in the league than LeBron was, because LeBron went straight out of high school.
Yeah.
Carmelo went
to Syracuse for 1 year. I believe it was a freshman year. I believe just 1 year in Syracuse.
Yeah, I don't remember how many years it was.
Yeah, I think it was just one. The series that, I mean, I am liking, I'm kind of surprised it's 2-0 was Boston and Philly. Somewhat surprised. I did not think the man that I think is Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons, would score 1 point.
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn shocker to me. But then I just noticed, because I was watching the game a little bit last night because it's on late. So I went to bed after like after the first half. Donovan Mitchell only had 10 points. Now, I know 10 is better than 1, but that's to his expectation. That's terrible. So, I mean, what do you think?
I mean,
kind of back-to-back performances by these rookies.
I mean,
so.
Plain and simple, bro. Either they're going to have to show up or they're going to get waxed. The question is what happens for Boston if they do beat Philly? What happens after that when they play whoever they
It's
get
when
next?
They play Cleveland, because Toronto is just, it's over.
Yeah,
with them.
I mean, so that's my point. I mean, yeah, if they beat Philly, cool, but how does Boston fare against Cleveland?
It's going to be, in my opinion, if that series unless Philly just comes and wins 4 straight, whoever knows, I don't know. I'm not saying that series is quite over yet, but if it comes out to be, you know, Boston and Cleveland, I see that game going 7. I don't see it going anything less than that. Maybe 6. I see it 7, honestly.
We'll see. I mean, because.
And they got home court advantage as well. So, I mean, 2 games in Boston to start out, that's tough.
I mean, my thing with the whole thing with LeBron, dude, is that if he don't win a championship this time, I mean, a lot of the criticism that LeBron gets really kind of is LeBron's fault. I mean, if you think
some, yeah,
some
I can't say 100%.
Some of
yeah,
it is
some.
over is over is over exaggerated, but I mean, in reality, when you when you're getting all the hype that LeBron gets, and then you've had how many chances to go to the finals, playoffs, yeah. whatever, and you don't win. Granted, it's a team sport and it goes on a team too,
right,
but
right, absolutely.
I mean,
well, I mean, I was just hearing about that on the radio right before I was getting in. And the thing is, I mean, he doesn't put that upon himself. Honestly, every single media attention, I mean, everything's on him. Every other stats you see, some stats I've never seen before of him, are from the media and everything. He I mean, sometimes he does bring things upon himself, but those aren't things that he does intentionally. You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, it's hard to argue that he's probably the best player of the last how many years?
Everybody asks me, and I'm like more realistic. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, he's the greatest ever. He's better. I mean, by the end of his career, whenever that is, 3 years from now or 2 years from now, whenever, I can literally tell you and sit here and say, I think he's the best ever, in my personal opinion. I could honestly say that. Maybe. After his career. Depends what happens.
I mean,
you
know, he's up there. I'm not even going to argue that he's up there.
No, the argument is with the NBA Finals record, Jordan 6-6, LeBron 3-5. I can't considerably compare the two because of the level of competition between both guys. If Jordan played these Golden State Warriors, would he win multiple times?
Yeah, but then that's
you know what I'm saying, and then what? Yeah,
that's the same problem that you have when you try to compare any era.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's kind of like, can we just kind of let it go in a sense? It's two different eras, two different player generations.
But they're always going to be. There's always going to be that comparison.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, though? It's just like, can we just let it go? Just let it be great, because that you may never see a guy like that for.
I mean, he's great. Don't get me wrong.
No, he's fantastic.
I'm not saying he's great. I don't know. There's some things I just don't like. I don't like when you're that big and you play. To me, he plays soft sometimes because I don't. You're that big, dog. Like, I mean, I understand it's part of the game and you're trying to get those fouls. But to me, man, like, you're that big. Use that shit. Like,
I feel like he does it when he chooses to. And I if it was me being that side, I'd do it the entire game. I'd be like, I'm going to bully my way through and get 50 points if need be.
I mean, because we all know he's got the skill to do the other stuff,
absolutely,
too. Okay, at least try to use your size more and then use the shots if you have to.
Yeah.
But to me, sometimes he seems like he's a little scared to go in the paint.
Yeah, I mean, he gets a lot of players involved. I think he just likes to, you know, pass the ball around to other guys to get involved in the game. You know what I mean? And that's why he's got to do the best he can with what he has. And I'm not going to sit here and say he doesn't have help. He has role players that can help him. Now, can they take it to a title? That's remain to be seen. I don't know. You know, but if you play against Golden State, that could be a massacre, or that could be a legendary performance from a younger, less experienced team. And like I said, if he goes to the finals and he actually wins, that's a huge if, though. If he wins a title, his GOAT status is going to be up here.
Oh, yeah.
With those guys. And I'm not arguing with you or anything, but I'm just saying to everybody else, like, his status will go up here.
Yeah, if he wins, sure, it'll be great for
absolutely.
Him. Absolutely. If he wins, yeah, sure, it'll be great. But you got to remember, with Golden State, dude, that's a lot of fucking
firepower.
Which means LeBron's going to have a lot of slack that he's got to pick up.
He's going to have to drop at least 40 a game just to even have
LeBron
a chance to
LeBron is not going to have a choice to have a game where he doesn't score that often.
Is it just weird to me to see that I kind of just don't want him to go to the finals and lose again? Is that just kind of weird? That's like, I just don't want to see the, you know, if it's Golden State, I'm like, oh, here we go, round number four, here we go with this. But we'll see, man. We'll see with that series. I think me and you can agree that Toronto series is pretty much over. I'd say it's done. I mean, you as a fighter and everything mentally, if you keep losing to the same person over and over and over again, I mean, what can you do? You know what I mean? So, Boston and Philly is a good series there. We'll see. I think they're playing tonight, I believe. Correct? I think.
I'm not sure.
I think they're playing tonight. And Cleveland, Toronto's playing game three tonight in Cleveland. Good luck with that over there. And then in the West, you got Utah and Houston, which was a good game. I think, I don't know, they lost by like 18 or so, I think, the last game. I'm not sure. But what are you looking for in that series? Do you think Houston pull that out?
I think Houston will pull it out, but I think Utah surprised me how well they've played, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricky Rubio's played a lot better in Utah.
I think ever in his career, to be honest.
I was about
to
say, he's played a lot better in Utah than he did.
You outplayed Russell Westbrook is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, he played a lot better than he did in Minnesota. So.
Yeah, he did. And then you got the Pelicans and Golden State, which I was watching the game. I don't really care too much about it. And I love AD and them boys, but I just don't see them winning. I think maybe Golden another State, game.
I think Golden State's got that one.
You yes. might win the next game at home. I don't know. But if
Golden
you win,
State loses, that's going to be a huge upset.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine the Pelicans and, you know, the Rockets in the Western Finals? Nobody would have ever thought that. But it might be possible. But I don't. If I was a betting man, I would not see that at all coming. So not too much there. I mean, we got some games going on there. So we'll see who that is. So real quick, what's your finals matchup? Kind of give me something.
I could see it being a rematch between Cleveland and Golden State, but if it goes back that way, I think Golden State's going
to
win.
I just don't want to see that again. I'm kind of bored of it, to be honest.
I mean, you can be as bored as you want, but yeah. It comes down to who wins.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I'm kind of bored of seeing the whole thing. Can I just see a fresh face? You know what I mean? I personally put Cleveland and Houston.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that, but no. I mean, I would
like Chris Paul to get a ring one time, damn it.
That would be nice, but I just kind of see it being a repeat, quite honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the ratings and then whatnot, and then it's all about entertainment, man. So we'll see with that. So we can jump ship here. Let's do a little bit of MMA talk. I know we got some Bellator fights on. You were, I think, training your boy yesterday, kind of doing the workout.
I wasn't training him, but we were
getting working out.
Road work in. He's okay. Getting ready to fight at Motor City Harley Davidson.
Okay, what weight class is that?
155.
Okay, cool. Yeah, That sounds pretty sweet. Oh, I got some people commenting. Devin said, what's going on, fellas?
So, what up, dude?
Shout out to Devin. Couldn't make it here today, but we got you next time, buddy. Shout out to EJ. We sound good and everything. Appreciate it, brother. Got Bellator on tonight. It's actually a pretty good card. Looking at that, main event, Ryan Bader, King Mo in the heavyweight Grand Prix.
That fight's an interesting fight.
It is, isn't it?
It's an interesting fight. They both have power. They both are wrestlers. I guess I'll go Bader on that one only because King Mo's starting to get up there, but fight's really a pick 'em.
It's a toss up.
That one's a pick 'em because they're really essentially in a lot of ways the same fighter.
It's just weird to hear Bader, Chael Sonnen, heavyweights Grand Prix. That's just
Bader, you know, doesn't surprise me as much. Chael Sonnen, I just feel like he doesn't want to make.
Well, if he wins this tournament, I'll be shocked. That being said,
I mean, isn't Bader their light heavyweight champ anyways?
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, my thing with Bellator, I love watching all fights, but to me, Bellator just kind of survives off of name value. So,
yeah,
we did
talk about that.
It's not necessarily like, oh, Bader wants to go to heavyweight, but I mean, who really does Bellator have at heavyweight? I mean, you just had Fedor and Frank Mir fight. Now, granted, name wise, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Fedor is old as shit. Frank Mir is old as shit. Big Country is old as shit.
What is he? How old is he now? What is he, like 35, 36, something like that?
Yeah, that's old.
I know he's a little up there, old for him. Still a name.
The name. They are trying to survive off the name value. They don't have the quality of fights, but the heavyweight division in general isn't the same as it is. And I mean, not one of those fights that they're doing is going to be the same caliber of a fight as what you're looking at in the UFC with Stipe and Cormier. I mean,
do you ever see them reaching the level of the UFC in some capacity?
No, I don't think anybody will.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
UFC is the established brand. Unless, I mean, Bellator has a lot of good guys there, but as far as name value, UFC basically is what's associated.
They basically created those names. Bellator just took them away. It's pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
so.
I mean.
They have their own guys that they've developed there. Douglas Lima, Michael Chandler. You know, they have Ben Askren there. MVPs, or he was there. MVPs still there. You know, so I mean,
Ben
they have their own.
Still wants to come to the UFC. I don't know that Dana really wants him in the UFC.
Well,
quite frankly, Ben Askren would smash a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah, he would. He has, from what I understand, he has two fights left on his 1UFC deal. So I don't know.
He's still the champ over there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Pretty. He tried undefeated. He just fought a bunch of bums.
He's not going to lose that belt.
No. But here's the thing, and I was listening to Rogan's podcast. I don't know if you listened to their Fight Companion just last week, but there's like a couple fights for him that I'd love to see. I'm not a big Ben Askren fan, but for him, he needs to be here and fight top competition. That's what he deserves.
He told Dana he'd come fight there, but I think the reason Dana don't want him there is because Askren's going to take you down and just beat you up.
I think he just thinks the name value. Not a lot of people know who he is.
I think he
thinks he's boring, pretty much, is what you're saying.
He thinks he's boring, yeah. And I mean, he doesn't have the same name as a Tyron Woodley and stuff, but I think what he worries is because Ben Askren could basically come in and beat a lot of the guys that are in that division, and he's not going to be too exciting when he does it.
No, no, he's not. But, you know, it would be exciting if you put him in there with Khabib and get that going. That's what I want to see.
I mean, I tell you that.
Or him and Damian Maia, get that going, man. Grappling at its finest right there. That's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, that would be a good fight. But to me, man, I tell you, as far as Khabib goes, Khabib ain't going to take him down and rape him like everybody else.
No, no, but that would be interesting to see how he would do if Ben Askren took him down and just see.
Then it's going
to
come down to who can strike better. He's never been on his
back. I've never seen him on his back.
No, that's going to come down to who can strike better.
Maybe in sparring, and aka training, but I don't know if Cormier probably has a hard time taking him down. I think I'm going to go with Bader on this one, but it's kind of a toss-up, really. Even if King Mo wins, I just don't see him being anybody else, really, unless it's somebody like Fedor you can just take down at will, because Fedor sucks as far as takedown goes. So
Fedor's got Sambo background, though, but Fedor's
he does, but... I had Frank Mir winning by submission. I was kind of surprised they got knocked out like that.
They're both old. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I've always kind of wondered if Bellator was rigged, to be honest.
That is a very good question. I have to ask Joe Rogan to dig into that one or something. But Paul Daly, John Fitch, not really a fight that I'm too excited about, but it's an entertaining one. I'm not. You know why? Because I feel like Paul Daly is just going to get taken down. 3-round decision.
I could see it going that way. I mean,
but hey, Paul Daly gets a knockout. I'm all for it, man. I'm a fan of Paul Daly. At least right now, I'm a fan.
I like Paul Daly, but even in my opinion, I mean, people make mistakes, but he's a chump for what he did to Koscheck. So
yeah, still not over that one, huh?
I'm not. It's not that I'm not over it, but I mean, you fucked your own career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
You could have done a lot more in the UFC than you're ever going to do in Bellator. Okay, The competition-wise, you could have done a lot more in UFC than you ever going to do in Bellator.
Yeah, he would get, really wrecked right now at 170, though, with all those guys. And UFC, he's better off at Bellator at the moment right now than UFC, honestly.
Yeah, but he would have been able to fight so much better competition.
At that time, yeah.
He fucked himself. Like, you did that to yourself. That was not because anybody kicked you out, dog.
I agree.
You fucked yourself.
I thought I read something that Dana said he might entertain him coming back, but I don't see it. And he's what, 33, 34 years old?
I don't see him coming
old.
Back now.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Aaron Pico. He's fighting too against some guy who's making his debut, Lee Morrison. I'm not sure if you know who that is. I'm a fan of Aaron Pico. He's getting better every fight. Young kid. 2-1. A lot of people give him slack for his first MMA fight, and it happens, dude. I don't know why they kind of tear him apart with that one. I mean, yeah, he got whooped within a minute, but I mean, it happens. What are you going to do? He's getting better. If he fought that guy again now, he'd kill him. I'm pretty sure he'd knock him out. If you remember his first fight, Aaron Pico, it was some older guy. I forgot his name, but he got worked, I think, in a minute or less.
I think I seen that fight, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, and then you got Chet Congo fighting, whenever you heard that one, against Roy Nelson's debut fight, Yavi Ayala.
I've seen him before.
Yeah, so... It's actually...
I always love to watch big country fight. I mean, that's... Again, this goes back to what I'm saying as far as Bellator goes. Although I like it because I like the people they brought in, but at the same time, bro, you have people that you're bringing in there that you're bringing in just for names.
I understand. No, I agree.
They're not fights where... I mean, not that I don't want to watch them, but they're not fights where I'm like, well, damn.
Right, yeah. I got to get home and watch this one right away. You know what I mean? It's not to the heavyweight level of Stipe or DC, but...
Plus, I mean, I love MMA, bro, but to me, there's too many fights.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, I can't watch all that shit. Hell, there's too much fucking wrestling to watch.
That is true, and I was actually... shame on me. You'd probably be surprised, but I literally just got, done watching Greatest Royal Rumble today.
I mean,
I had no idea that was 5 hours long, which we'll get to that in a second, because it's oh my god, it's gonna take me a while. But so there are too many shows. I agree with that. I watched one.
I love that there's all the compliment or all the content, but I mean,
yeah, we were talking about it on our show, and you were there, and I think I said with a month straight, every week there was some fight card. Whether
I
fight
think
night
they're
or
having the same problem in both genres, both UFC and WWE. I love what they're doing in NXT. I love what they're.
Oh yeah, you know, I love NXT.
But now
absolutely.
You're okay. So now you've done the. You're going to start tomorrow. Starts co-branded pay per views.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm not mad that you got both people on the show. Okay, theoretically that cuts. Theoretically that cuts pay per views, but at the same time. What happens basically anytime Brock is on the card until Brock is off, doesn't have the belt? That basically means the other world title is basically going to be
pretty much
the secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not thinking.
Pretty much.
We can just jump ship to WWE since we're on that note, because there isn't anything else going on in MMA, really. Besides something about Colby Covington saying he wants to smack Joe Rogan, but we won't go into that.
Colby Covington wants to smack anybody that says anything derogatory towards him, dude.
Let's be
real. And shout out to Amanda Bobby Cooper, who is getting ready to fight from here. Hopefully, yeah. I talked to her recently. Hopefully, we'll have her on.
Oh, that's what's up. Knockouts. She's got a good. She's got a big. I'd say big fight, big name. Devin McKenzie should be a. Oh, not Devin. Sorry, Mackenzie Dern. I'm sorry.
What the fuck, Devin? You didn't tell me you fought.
Mackenzie Dern. Sorry, y'all both have the same kind of name. My fault. My fault, Devin. But yeah, Mackenzie Dern, which is a lot of my guys, my co-hosts. They don't like that fight for Mackenzie at all. They think she's going to get wrecked, and it's a horrible fight.
Well, dude, I think they just brought Mackenzie in A because Mackenzie's attractive. B, she had the name as far as LFA goes, and she had jiu-jitsu, but she didn't necessarily fight.
Yeah.
The best competition. Amanda Bobby Cooper is great on her feet.
Yeah, yeah. And on the ground, too.
And, I mean, so, I don't know. I think Mackenzie better be on her shit.
Yeah, and watching her striking. Don't get me wrong. I don't think she's, like, terrible or anything, but her striking could use work. No, it's not terrible at all. But, I mean, she's going to fight competition, high competition, very quickly. If you beat ABC, then you're going to jump up in competition, too. And your striking better be on point, because from what I've seen, she leaves her hands low way too much, and she can easily get knocked out at any point.
Against the boxer, you're going to eat them hands, bro.
Yeah, yeah. She actually left Ben Henderson's camp, from what I understand. Reason being is just because at the lab. Reason being is because she was having a hard time moving from California to Arizona, so they just said, just you can leave here and do your own training camp. I think she wanted to go to Brazil, but Cindy, you got to leave your element, man. You know, there's a lot of Brazilians that just. I was like, you got to leave, man, sometimes, you know. But, yeah, shout out to Amanda Bobby Cooper, a local girl fighter. So, a great fight for her. I think she's fighting in Brazil next, correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
which means she's going to have to finish her, beat her really good.
Yeah, yeah, should be a good fight. WWE, let's get to that here. Backlash is tomorrow. Looking at the card here. Or did you want to go over Greatest Royal Rumble real quick?
I know whatever you want to do.
You want to go over that real quick, Greatest Royal Rumble, what you thought about it. Long show, but a lot of matches there.
I mean, I think it's a good step forward, especially with the whole thing with women's rights and all that stuff there. I think it was a good thing for that.
That is true.
I think the right person won the Royal Rumble. I think Braun winning was good.
Yeah. It was really a shocker.
We went back and forth on our show, Knockouts and Three Counts, about whether or not Daniel Bryan breaking the record for how long he was in the Rumble, if that needs to have an asterisk. But then you got to throw in that there was the 40-man Royal Rumble a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. You put an asterisk on it.
But why would you, though? What was the discussion about that for?
Because it's a lot longer Royal Rumble then.
Yeah.
So then that means naturally you're going to be in there longer.
So do you, I don't know, do you see, because I was just thinking about this today, do you see them doing some kind of event like that once a year? Or would you say just come?
They're supposed to go back there in November or
something. I think, yeah, this year I heard, but do you think, as far as like a Royal Rumble goes, 50 man instead of 40, do you think they'll do that? Or do you think it just takes up a lot of time?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if they do that because you've still got the regular Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think that was maybe like a kickoff for the first big show there. Because, I mean, they signed a 10 or 12-year deal there.
Wow.
So they're going to be going there plenty. I think they probably did that just as a kickoff. But I think Braun Strowman winning...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is the right way to go.
Becoming a fan favorite there, for sure.
The Roman thing, it was cool to have the cliffhanger, but then, see, that's the problem with this whole Backlash pay-per-view.
And I'm a fan of Roman, too. I just like the guy. I don't know if you're I like the
that's
guy, man. I'm a fan.
That's the problem with this whole Backlash pay-per-view. You're doing it so quick, but then you've got Joe versus Roman. And then, so then what do you do with the Brock Lesnar thing?
That's double duty for Roman, poor guy, you know, so...
Speaking of Samoa Joe, his ladder match, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I kind of figured Seth was going to win.
Yeah.
I think they're probably going to turn Finn Balor heel after that.
They got to do something
happened
with
on
him.
Raw.
Yeah.
Let's see. As far as the rest of the show, I mean, Cena, Triple H, that writes itself. I mean, that's two of the biggest names. And another thing you got to take into account with this show, really, for all intents and purposes, other than the Roman match, these matches were all just for Saudi Arabia.
They don't
really affect the storylines here too much because, I mean, let's face it. Cena is a big star over there.
Oh, absolutely.
As he is everywhere. You need to have him win.
Worldwide known anyway. So,
The same the same with the Roman thing. I think that's the only one that maybe will have any effect on the actual storylines.
Right.
Other than that, it's just going to be interesting to see how they play it.
Yeah.
I thought the look of the show was really good.
It was pretty sweet. It looked like WrestleMania, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I like the look of it. Not New Orleans, because New Orleans was hype, and I saw those already, but... just the look of it looked like
WrestleMania. Yeah, and that's the first thing I thought is it was like a WrestleMania, which is what I think they wanted it to be.
Yeah, and you make a lot of money too. You sold out, so.
But I think that that's good for. I think that's good for not only WWE but for Saudi Arabia. A lot of people were complaining because there were no women on the card, but you have to remember they're going to another country. If they go there and have them dress like they do here. Or even like they did in, was that India, where they had Sasha and Alexa Bliss have the first ever.
Yeah, where they had to wear a certain.
You can't really do that, because then that, even though I think all women should have full rights to everything, but
yeah.
You're going into another country where it's different.
It's a whole other ballgame. It's rules, a different beast there, yeah.
I hate that it's like that. But at the same time, you're going into their place.
You got to respect the laws and policies there, whether you like it or not.
And so. I think that this is a good step for, especially if it's getting as big there as it seems to be, they're going to look and see what the women are doing and the role models that they'll be for the females over there. And hopefully, eventually, they'll end up over there.
I didn't finish the whole Royal Rumble. I already know who won that one. I'm just watching how it played out. But I thought it was a good show. Some of the matches... You can tell they were just for show.
This was anything. But it was just a long fucking show, man.
I just looked at it, and on the WWE Network, and I watch on my PlayStation or just on my Apple TV, and I seen the time. I'm like, oh my God, this is long.
I fell asleep into the first hour. And then I had to go back and watch it later.
Yeah, I'm like, those poor people got to sit through that for like half a day. You know, get your beer ready real quick, you know? Yeah, so that was a great event there. Braun Strowman winning is great. Braun, so.
That being said, you said those poor people sitting there. I've done it. I did it for WrestleMania the last 2 years.
Yeah, but WrestleMania is what, four hours?
Hell no. WrestleMania is like 7 hours.
Are we including kickoff show?
Dude, they have matches on the kickoff, and then they start.
You're right. I forgot it started at like
and
7.
And it started at like 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
you're
right.
It didn't end until like 11, so all told.
I mean, you have a lot of activities to do in the meantime, though. I don't know what they do in Saudi Arabia. You know what I'm saying?
Not once you're in the arena, you don't.
Not really.
No, hell
not
no. That
you're in New Orleans. I figured you'd do something. Well, regardless, well, you've been through.
You do. You have stuff to do before it, but once you're there, you're there.
Yeah. I don't know if they have anything in there. I don't know.
It's not like you leave and then go. You can go down Bourbon Street and shit. Once the show starts, dog, it's.
Yeah, showtime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm sure you wouldn't change that for the world, man.
No,
it's
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was pretty jealous. Yeah, that was a great show there. Hopefully they can continue to do that. Looking at the Backlash card, we got a couple good matches. Not all of them are something I'm like so excited to see. You got the Styles and Shinsuke rematch again.
That'll be good, especially with it being no DQs, especially with Shinsuke playing the whole low blow thing.
Yeah, Roman and Samoa Joe. You got a rivalry there. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, I think with the Shinsuke match, them turning him heel was good because it gives him more of a chance to really show some character. And the whole nutshot thing has been hilarious.
Yeah, he's like the king of it now.
Because he sells the shit out of it. And it's funny.
He does.
Anyone that listens to Knockouts and Three Counts, which you should be listening to, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast, look us up on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Twitter at KO3CPod, KO3CPod.com.
There you go.
Check us out. But everybody always talks about it because I always say I'm going to kick people in the dick. Well, Nakamura,
he's done that more than once. AJ for sure.
Shit, he's basically stole my finishing move, pretty much. So
that's your finishing move in WWE, is a nutshot.
I mean, look, dude, it works on everybody.
It does. Unfortunately, AJ had to feel the wrath.
The mark of a good finishing move is something that works on anybody. If I kick you in the dick, you're gonna fall.
You hear his new entrance music? I don't know.
Good.
I like it if it's him, but I don't know. I got to get used to it.
It's supposed to, though. You can't have him have the same theme song if he's going to be a bad guy.
No, and I noticed it today.
Because the whole crowd will sing along to it.
He actually kind of has like MJ dance moves straight up.
Well, and that's exactly the point, though. You can't have him have the same theme song as he did before because the whole crowd will sing along to it. Now that you've changed it to where it's all in Japanese,
he's a heel now, so
they can't sing along to it anymore, which is what you want.
Right, right. It's a good rivalry story there, you know, for that. How did the, you know, fans react to that after he turned heel? How was it around you, if you remember?
what, at WrestleMania?
Yeah, WrestleMania. Shinsuke turned heel.
I mean, I think everybody was shocked that he did it that way.
Were you?
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to. I didn't think he was going to turn, but I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here he goes, started. But yeah, good for him. I think
it just means they're going to bring. They're going to let it be a longer story, which is something I've said for a while.
Yeah,
That's something I've said for a while. They have to have longer storylines.
Yeah, yeah. You got Roman and Joe, the rivalry there. You know, to
get I like it. I mean, yeah, I'm like just glad that Joe's back. I like Joe, and I hated that he got hurt. I'm a big fan of his.
I'm a big fan of Joe.
There's a lot Joe can do on SmackDown, too, with AJ and all those guys. So that was a big get for SmackDown.
Yeah, and then you got the SmackDown Women's title right there, the Raw Women's title, U.S. Championship, Intercontinental title. So.
I think Carmella keeps that. I think Seth will keep the Intercontinental title.
Same. I hope Charlotte doesn't lose. She probably will.
I don't think Charlotte's going to win.
Yeah. You think they're getting away from her?
No, I don't think they're getting away from her. I just think they're going to make a longer chase.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a longer chase.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got the SmackDown, I'm sorry, the Superstar Shakeup there. So, of course, you got new blood coming in and out. This one, I for some reason just don't care for that tag match with Braun and Bobby and then Kevin and Sammy. I don't know why.
I think the tag team of Braun and Bobby together is a fucking killer.
that's a death wish right there for anybody that wants to wrestle him or fight him eventually. But I read an article. I think it was Taz, who has his own podcast, and he doesn't like how they're booking Bobby. In the sense that he hasn't really had a singles match. He just has had all tag matches. That's how they're using him. So how do you feel about that?
They got to reintegrate him. And I mean, really, you're putting him in there with your biggest star. So it's not
over
like
Brock?
Braun Strowman is the guy right now.
Yeah?
Brock might get the most money, but Braun is their guy.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, I want to see him in single competition, but I think they're slowly putting him up in there because I think they're trying to, you know, the rumor is him and Brock Lesnar one of these days wrestle each other, have a match that possibly could be it next. I don't know. Unless they add in Braun and make a triple threat, I don't know, which that would be epic.
Yeah, if they do that, they're going to have Braun versus Bobby versus Brock. And Brock just signed an extension, so Brock
You don't think Braun might get back in the WWE title again?
Braun's going to get back to
the title. Triple threat match with those two guys, that would be the biggest
one. No, I'm just saying when they do that, it's going to be Bobby versus Brock, and then Braun will come in against whoever else. They're going to want the two killers to fight against each other. They've already kind of done the whole Braun versus Brock thing.
It kind of sucks that it ended that way because I wanted Braun to win, but it's whatever. I mean, I can see why, though, but... and then you got Daniel Bryan against Big Cass. I don't know how you feel about it.
I mean, that's just a storyline to start it. I mean, and it makes Big Cass a big player. I mean, I don't.
And it sucks that he got injured for a while too, because he was starting to.
Yeah, you know. I think it's just to put Cass in there with a bigger guy, so a bigger name guy. And I mean, you don't have too many bigger name guys as far as WWE guys than Daniel Bryan, so I mean,
yeah, now he's out of that.
It's to establish him as a main event player.
Yeah, now he's gotten rid of that little bug Enzo over there. He can actually do his own thing because I just couldn't stand him. He bothered me. That's why I play him in WWE 2K and I beat him up all the time.
I liked Enzo, so
I liked him. I thought he was funny, but as a wrestler, I just could care less.
He didn't have to be good at wrestling. He talked you into the seats.
That's what I'm saying. But he screwed his own career over, like you said. With
Fucked with that, and they cleared him of all charges. So.
He won't be in the WWE anymore, I don't think. Probably not.
They'll bring him back eventually.
Don't get me wrong. I loved the intro. I loved his tattoos. I loved his hair. I loved everything, how he spoke, but just as a wrestler.
Yeah, but he's the classic example.
Yeah.
Talking is what sells pay-per-views. You either want to see someone get their ass whooped, like you did, or you want to see them whoop somebody's ass.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, you're right.
He did what he was supposed to.
I'm just not a big fan as far as wrestling goes. But yeah, wrestling, there's been a lot
of them. Wrestling-wise, sure. But, like, not every guy's going to – like, okay, so, again, if you listen to the latest episode of Knockouts and Three Counts, we had Sam Adonis, who is killing it over there in Mexico in CMLL. He'll be wrestling tonight. I'll be there. Ooh La La Lucha.
Underground?
No, it's a lucha show, but they got burlesque dancers there, all kinds of shit. It's down at St. Andrews. The main event is him versus another past guest of our show, the Mysterious Movado. But he said on the show this past week, he said, you know, a lot of people will be like, yo, you know, he may not be the best in-ring wrestler, but for the 20 minutes that you're watching his match, he leaves you entertained. You either
want to
see him get his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Or you want to see him whoop somebody's ass.
Right. No, I get that part of it. Yeah. No, I understand. No, I agree with you. I just didn't care too much.
I get it. Everybody's got their opinion.
You know, I mean, no, I loved his mic skills. He was funny. I was room for
I'm not
it.
Saying,
I
don't mistake what I'm saying, dog. Like, Enzo is not the best guy in the world. All I'm saying is the guy fulfilled the role that he needed to because he talked people into the seats.
Of course.
Yeah. And every time he did his catchphrase, even when he's a bad guy, everybody in that bitch sang along.
And his mic is made of gold, which is pretty boss too. So I must say he's got a pretty good matchup there. Anything on the card kind of you wanted to go over? Is it something that, I mean, is and kind of standard?
I kind of think the card was a little bit rushed, but I mean, it is what it is. We'll see how it plays out with it being a dual branded pay per view.
Yeah, how do you feel about that moving forward now? Because apparently, I think every pay per view is going to be called Brandon. Apparently, I think that's from what I'm hearing.
They are, but I'm not mad at it. But at the same time, I don't know how that's going to work with Brock still being champ. Because every time Brock's on the card, he's automatically going to take front seat until he loses that title.
Who do you see him losing to? I mean, just the guy you're talking about, Bobby or Braun? I mean,
Braun's going to take that belt eventually, either Braun or Roman. But I mean, I think the Roman thing is going to continue at some point.
I just hate how they could just. I understand the controversy, the cliffhanger, the steel cage. You know, him spearing him over the cage. He didn't win. He was supposed to. I just feel like I just want him. I thought WrestleMania he was going to win. Personally,
but that's I think exactly why they did what they did in the shows.
Yeah, because and it's
everyone.
Just,
I thought myself included thought he was going to win at WrestleMania. I thought he was going to win at Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
but that's why I think they did what they did. And at the end of the day, people can argue as much as they want. But Brock is money.
Oh no, I understand the aspect of it, but when I see
and then look at it this way. Okay, so if Brock is going to fight again, how would it look if you have the WWE champion going in there to go fight in the UFC?
Yeah, he's still technically in contract with him. That's a crazy part.
He's going to fight again.
He is. Yeah, it's just a matter of when.
And Vince has already proven that he will let him fight under WWE contract.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and it's because even Dana said he's still in a contract with us. He can just come in here and fight whenever he wants to. It's just a matter of when.
And, I mean, as far as from what I've read about, if what I've heard about his new WWE contract is legitimate, he's getting paid $637,000 for each match, and then he gets paid $137,000 or $100,000+ for each TV appearance. So you can stretch; they're going to stretch him out because you can't have him. He's obviously not going to be on there every week,
no.
Which means it gives you time to give him time for a fight camp. Who knows? It all's going to see where they go from this Roman Samoa Joe thing. I mean, they're on separate shows. Where does Roman go from there?
I don't know. I don't if he goes for another title or he just works his way back. I don't know. I have no idea. Samoa Joe's, from what I understand, from what I read, they're going to make him the WWE champion. Probably set him up with him and Shinsuke again. They've had that history in NXT. I wouldn't be surprised to see it.
I'm not mad at either.
No, I'm not mad at either.
Shinsuke or him and AJ.
Yeah, and shout out to Triple H for NXT.
Him and AJ had a badass match. Badass matches with
Samoa and AJ. Oh, yeah. I would expect them to have multiple matches together before.
They've already had badass matches in TNA. So, I mean, if they're anything like that, it'll be dope.
I'm sure. I mean, they're older now, obviously.
Dude, AJ's still killing it. He's arguably the best in the business, even though he's 38. Or no, 40.
He don't look like it. I'll tell you that right now.
That guy's a freak.
Yeah, he is. Samoa Joe is, too. I mean, I know. I think he's younger than AJ, a couple years probably. But still, I mean, still up there in age with that. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the card. We'll see how it plays out. Co-brand, I don't know.
And before I forget, anyone that's listening to this that wants to watch the pay-per-view, come out to Big League Brews and Taylor. If you mention Knockouts and Three Counts, you'll get 10% off your food.
There you go.
We'll all be there watching it.
I don't think I've ever heard of an actual like restaurant or bar actually showing WWE events.
Dude, we went to Bailey's, dog. We told you to come.
I didn't know that.
We went to Bailey's for every pay-per-view.
Yeah, but you're far. You're in Dearborn, right?
I live in Taylor, but yeah.
Yeah, Dearborn is like 45 minutes from me. It's a little ways, a little bit. Considering traffic and whatnot, whenever it is, it's...
Yeah, I mean, so...
You know, not that I don't want to. I would love to, but it's just a ways, you know.
We went to Bailey's, and then Bailey's, for some reason, stopped showing them. I don't know why. But now we've talked to Big League Brews. We're going to be there tomorrow night.
The same reason that before, why we stopped showing fights in multiple locations besides like three.
According to Big League Brews, they said if you mention the Knockouts and Three Counts podcast post, you'll get 10% off your food. Come check it out. Drink some beer. Watch some wrestling.
Okay. Now, they do that for every pay-per-view? Or is that just...
As far as I know.
Okay. And what about MMA? Do they do UFC fights as well?
Don't know about that.
Yeah. There's, I mean, there's a few places that can show MMA now. The Buffalo Wild Wings just completely... I took everything out. I mean, the only location is here in Royal Oak. You can see it. I think there's one in Chesterfield that you can watch, but everything else by my house and maybe by you, I don't know if they show it. But
I believe in Dearborn they still show them, I think.
Yeah, the one by me on John R., Big Beaver, and 12 and Mound, they just stopped showing them. And my buddy works there too, and he's like, I couldn't tell you why they just stopped showing them completely. I don't know if it's for money reasons or...
I would assume it's money reasons because usually when you have to buy those, you buy them per TV that you're putting them on.
It's like $55 a piece. I mean, that's like
yeah. So
100 TVs. That's yeah, a lot
per TV. So it depends on, I mean, how much that's going to run them. So
that's a lot of money. It's a lot of change in there. But just to see the first game is actually Boston Philly is actually coming on at 5. So just a couple hours, that should be good. Then 8:30 is the Cavs in Toronto. So with that being said, that sounds pretty good here. Anything else? Kind of want to go over anything that you kind of caught in the news? MMA, wrestling. Anything
not really, man. Not that I know of that's coming up. I've been keeping an eye on the whole Bullet Club thing with New Japan and all that stuff with Cody and Kenny.
Now, let me ask you this real quick. Is Jericho still considered with New Japan?
He just came back and attacked Naito last night.
Yeah, I just seen that. I just seen something like that. Yeah, so it's safe to say he may not wrestle in WWE again.
Bullshit. No way.
You don't think so at all? He's
definitely going to wrestle.
You're saying he is. Okay.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Dude, I mean, New Japan knew what it was when he was in WWE. Think about it, bro. Just went there Friday. He was just in the Greatest Royal Rumble last Friday.
I don't know if that was just because of show or name or something. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's
still under
wrestle.
Contract with WWE. He kind of does what he wants.
Omega will ever come by?
To WWE? I would like him to, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we kind of caught everything there. I think there's anything else really.
Nope. Other than check out Sports Lab with him. And if you guys are into wrestling, MMA, all that stuff, check out Knockouts and Three Counts. Knockouts and Three Counts podcast on Facebook, KO3C Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. We just had Sam Adonis on this week. We're looking at having Marty Jannetty on soon.
And then Bobby Cooper, right?
And then next week we have Tough Guy Inc. from Ring of Honor coming on.
Okay.
So, be on the lookout for that. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, come out, check out Ooh La La Lucha at St. Andrews Hall.
La La Lucha. Can't you say that five times fast?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, don't say it.
Tongue twister.
I appreciate Podcast Detroit for hosting us in here today.
For sure, always.
In the studio, kind of in his house anyway. So check out his podcast, Sports Live Podcast as well. Have a good weekend, guys. We're out.
Yep.